Welcome to Stork Science World, a podcast produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's changing how scientists work. I'm Janie, and with me today is Alex. We're diving into some fascinating new research about sleep, appetite, and obesity.
That's right, Jamie. And we've got quite the paper to discuss today. A groundbreaking study published in Cell Research that identifies a completely new hormone called reptin. This hormone appears to be released during sleep and could be key to understanding the connection between sleep deficiency and obesity.
You know, this is particularly relevant given how common sleep problems are in our society. I mean, how many of us are getting those recommended 8 hours of quality sleep every night?
Not me, that's for sure. And this research team led by Ling Chi Xie and colleagues has uncovered something that might explain why poor sleep and weight gain often go hand in hand. They've identified this hormone called reptin that's cleaved from a protein called reticulocalbin 2, or RCN2.
Right, and what's fascinating is that reptin levels naturally peak during sleep in both mice and humans. But here's the kicker. When sleep is disrupted, those reptin levels drop significantly.
Exactly, and the researchers found that this hormone works by binding to something called glutamate metabotropic receptor 3, or GRM3. In neurons in both the hypothalamus and the stomach to inhibit appetite and slow gastric emptying.
So essentially, when we sleep well, our bodies produce this hormone that helps control our appetite. But when we don't get enough sleep, we produce less of it, which might explain why we tend to eat more when we're sleep deprived.
That's a great summary, Jamie. And what I find particularly compelling about this study is how comprehensive it is. The researchers didn't just identify this hormone. They mapped out the entire circuit in the brain that controls its release.
Yeah, they found that reptin release is controlled by a circuit from vasopressin-expressing neurons in the suprachiasmatic nucleus to RCN2-positive neurons in the paraventricular nucleus. That's quite a mouthful. But essentially, it's showing how our body's circadian clock helps regulate this hormone.
And they didn't stop at just the basic science. They also looked at human data, finding that people with obesity and sleep deficiency had lower levels of reptin. But get this, when patients underwent sleep restriction therapy to improve their sleep quality, their reptin levels increased and their food intake decreased.
That's really promising from a therapeutic perspective. I mean, we're always looking for new approaches to tackle obesity, right? And this suggests that improving sleep might be one way to do that.
Absolutely. And in perhaps the most compelling human evidence, they even identified a family with a genetic mutation in the RCN2 gene that resulted in lower reptin levels. These individuals had what's called night eating syndrome and obesity.
That's fascinating. So it really connects the dots between the genetic factors, hormone levels, and the actual clinical presentation of obesity and disrupted eating patterns.
Exactly. And what's really exciting is the potential therapeutic applications. The researchers showed that administering reptin to mice with sleep fragmentation or obesity reduced their food intake and body weight. So maybe someday we could see reptin-based therapies for obesity, particularly for people with sleep disorders.
I'm curious about something. Alex, we know there are other hormones involved in appetite regulation, like leptin and ghrelin. How does reptin fit into that broader picture?
That's a great question. What's interesting is that the researchers found reptin works through a completely different pathway than those other hormones. It specifically targets GRM3 receptors, which weren't previously known to be involved in appetite control. And they verified that reptin levels don't affect leptin or other known appetite hormones, suggesting it's a parallel system.
So this really is a new piece of the puzzle in understanding how our bodies regulate appetite and weight. And it highlights just how important sleep is for metabolic health.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of amazing that in 2025, we're still discovering fundamental hormones in the human body. I mean, this isn't some obscure signaling molecule. It's a hormone that appears to play a major role in appetite regulation.
It really goes to show how complex our bodies are and how much we still have to learn. and I think this research is a great reminder of why we need to take sleep seriously as a factor in overall health and weight management.
Definitely. So the takeaway for our listeners is pretty clear. Prioritize your sleep. It's not just about feeling rested. It might actually be helping regulate your appetite through this newly discovered hormone pathway.
And as always, we'll link to the full paper in our show notes if you want to dive deeper into the science. This study was published in Cell Research by Lingqi Shi and colleagues, including corresponding authors Hui Peng and Xianghang Luo.
Well, that wraps up today's discussion on this fascinating new hormone, Raptin. Thanks for tuning in to Stork Science World. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you next time for more cutting-edge research discussions brought to you by Stork.